A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. This morning's Gospel from St. Matthew is the beginning of a section of his Gospel that is known as the Sermon on the Mount. Similar to Moses, Jesus climbed the mountain in order to give a new law to the new Israel. Unlike the Ten Commandments, however, this new law is not a series of do's and don'ts. The Beatitudes are a series of invitations to generosity and virtue. In 9 brief statements, Matthew lets us know that it is no longer enough to say that we did not do anything wrong. We must ask ourselves whether we have done everything that we possibly could do. The Beatitudes in Matthew's Gospel differ from those in Luke's version. Matthew is all about the poor in spirit. The poor in spirit are those who disdain the physical, those who realize their total dependence on God. The last part of the Beatitudes is about those who are persecuted for the sake of the kingdom. We should not interpret this as a red martyrdom, the martyrdom of shedding our blood. It could also be what is termed a white martyrdom, what St. Thérèse of Lisieux calls the martyrdom of pinpricks, those of everyday life. If we try to be true Christians in our families, at work, or in the world, we will have a price to pay. The Beatitudes turn the contemporary value system upside down. The meek will inherit the earth. Our experience is that the powerful, the rich, and the connivers are the landowners, while the meek struggle to meet the demands of everyday life. The good news is that Jesus offers us an alternative to wealth, power, and possessions. The latest, the best, the biggest, the latest technological device, which is also the fastest and has the largest amount of memory. Jesus wants to make us aware of another way of living. As Father Thomas Clancy writes, it is the experience of living generosity rather than selfishness, of practicing forgiveness rather than revenge, getting even or getting ahead, of hungering for what is right rather than the benefits of oneself, and of seeing others as children of the same loving Father rather than people to be used, or maybe even worse, ignored. Also, we must keep in mind that the Beatitudes will begin in the here and now, but they will not reach their fulfillment until the world to come. Today's readings issue a call to live heroically, that is, lowly and poor, according to Zephaniah in the first reading, with a willingness to have fewer possessions, but greater satisfaction. Then the world will experience true peace, love, and joy.